Welcome to the Field Talk Podcast from the Linder Farm Network. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. An extremely mild winter has given rise to some instances of early field work taking place across Minnesota in preparation for the 2024 crop. University of Minnesota Assistant Professor Dan Kaiser joins us to talk about the pros and cons of applying fertilizer this early in the year.
Well, I mean, the main concern essentially is that we're still a ways away from having something actively growing out there that can utilize nitrogen. My main concern would be with specific sources. I think urea right now, I just do not think I would be, I just wouldn't recommend putting urea on right now, just because, you know, where prices and everything are, you're going to look at some loss, and it might not be nitrate loss due to leaching, but certainly volatility of ammonia would be where my concerns are right now, because unless you're out there and incorporating it, just spreading it on the surface, there's likely enough water out there to start dissolving, just as kind of the temps that we have to start dissolving the material. So if that's not into the soil, I mean, you're looking at a pretty substantial risk, particularly these drier, these windier days we have, of some of that ammonia volatilizing. So that's where my main concern is. If you look at other nutrients, like if you're putting MAP or DAP on right now, I mean, certainly I think it's a good time, maybe if you didn't get lime on last fall, to look at considering that. I'm less concerned, although, I mean, there can be issues with any fertilizer, since it is water-soluble. If you get, say, 18 to 20 inches of snow on top of it and we get a rapid melt, I mean, there are some risks that some of that material could move. So, I mean, that's really the main thing. And I think I would just be kind of more focused on the nitrogen side, that urea and certainly UAN are two things that I would not be doing right now. If, unless you're doing something like a small grains, trying to get that early seeded, anything going ahead of corn, I think it's just a little too early to think about that. And there's really no inhibitors out there that are really going to help things enough at this stage in the game. I mean, if it's just too early, it's too warm for a lot of these things that I think there's certainly no reason why we have to, should, with some of the options we have for in-season applications, have to worry about getting particularly urea on this early in the growing season.
What should guys hold out for before they maybe do some of those applications?
Well, with urea, it's mainly having, if you're not going to incorporate it with any sort of tillage, it's having, being in a position that we're going to get at least a quarter inch of rainfall to be able to actively incorporate it, and that's really the main thing. So if you look at kind of where we're at now versus later on, I mean, we're in a pretty dry stretch right now, which, you know, obviously gives us some options here. But if that stuff's going to be laying on or near the surface, it's really going to be a problem. And looking at some of the data, there was a study, this was on winter cereals, where they were looking at different application timings on the soil surface with or without a urease inhibitor. And what they were seeing essentially is the greatest amount of loss occurred for the winter application. That was in December. But the second amount, the highest amount, was for an early spring application or late winter, so something about mid-February. So they made another application, I think, in April, when your soils, when you get a greater chance for moisture, and they didn't have quite as much loss. And that's really, again, where my concern is. It's on the volatility side. And certainly, I mean, there's some options for some urease inhibitors, but they aren't going to give you a wide enough window where it's going to stave it off long enough to get to a point at where we have something actively growing out there. Because while our soils are warm, I mean, we're still, we have shorter day lengths right now. I mean, those are increasing right now, where, you know, I doubt much is really going to do a whole lot of anything that's been planted. It's just going to sit in the ground at this early stage. That nitrogen is going to be sitting there with nothing to take it up. So that's, I said, the issue with it is, I think anhydrous, maybe with a nitrification inhibitor at this point in the stage, I think would be okay. But I would just be avoiding, urea, UAN. Those are just better when you're closer to the point at which that plant's going to be actively growing. So, you know, closer to the May time frame versus now.
Fall was dry. We haven't had a whole lot of, obviously, moisture over the winter. I mean, is there a likelihood that there's carryover or residual nutrients in the soil that folks really should be testing to make sure that they're not over applying, or what do you see in that area?
Well, that might be a good thing to consider right now. I mean, if you want to go out there, if the soils are not frozen, I mean, it's a good time now to think about taking some soil samples. I mean, certainly we know there are some circumstances. If you've had manure in the rotation, or situations like continuous corn, where it might be worth going out and looking at seeing what's there if you haven't. If you're, corn following soybean, I don't think I'd worry too much about it. But again, if you've got manure in that system, then there might be some carryover. So I think certainly there are some instances where that might be the case. It's just knowing what that overall potential for carryover nitrate is before you go out there and take samples. So, I mean, I think an optimal window to go and look at that if you haven't, just to see if there is some carried over, because I would bet that with the dry conditions, there's in certain fields there is some nitrate that could be credited for this year's crop. Every once in a while I'll get questions on, if you are putting on MAP or DAP, ammonium sulfate this early, crediting that. Certainly I think it's more likely that the bulk of everything that's going on now could be credited, versus what might go on in the fall, which we have got more questions on. The thing about those sources, though, you have to remember is they're not subject to the volatility of ammonium like urea, because urea has to convert to ammonia gas at first, when in the initial stages of when the urea molecules are broken down. So when you're dealing with a MAP, DAP, AMS, you're already in a form that should be relatively stable, so the volatility isn't that much of an issue. So, I mean, I would be, kind of crediting more of that if you're applying it now versus for fall application. There's still some questions where we could still see some conversion to nitrate, but there isn't really good enough data to give growers a hard answer in terms of that credit. It should be, though, more closer to 100% than it would be with fall application.
Thanks for joining us. You can find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com, and be sure to tune into your local LFN affiliate for the latest in farm news and market information.